Time for the shout out. Which of these objects is an obelisk? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it the Space Needle, Liberty Bell, Leaning Tower of Pisa, or Washington Monument? An obelisk has four sides and ends in a pyramid shape, like the Washington Monument. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
And it's a tall one. When the monument honoring America's first president was finished in 1884, it was the tallest building in the world. It's made of granite and marble, stone that doesn't have much flex or give when the ground shakes. That's why it's been closed to the public for 3 years, and yesterday was its grand reopening.
For 3 years, crews have been restoring the Washington Monument to its original glory. Hard work, stone by stone, that's come to a long-awaited end. Now that the 555-foot obelisk reopens to the public.
And we have one of the most spectacular views in America, and certainly the best view in Washington, D.C., and we're very excited to allow visitors back up at this level.
It's been closed since August 23rd, 2011, when a 5.8 magnitude earthquake shook the marble and granite, sending debris flying.
We had some initial reports that there may have been some mortar, even some stones that had come loose.
The wide crack pictured in this National Park Service video caused rain to pour inside and down the stairs.
We had to do a careful analysis of over 20,000 stones at the monument before we could figure out exactly what we needed to do to repair it. The first couple of weeks we had people who were actually rappelling down, and they were doing photo documentation and analysis of each of the stones to determine the significance of the damage.
The worst damage was at the top.
Many people who have lived here for many years suddenly have a renewed interest in going to the top of the Washington Monument. So we're very excited. That's what we're here for, is to have this site open to the public.
The $15 million restoration project, for a while, lit up Washington's skyline until the most soaring site in the nation's capital was back to the way it should be. Erin McPike, CNN, Washington.